News. I'm Steve Miller. In remarks alongside Qatar's prime minister, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel needs to step up on getting aid into Gaza.
The situation for children, for women, for men who are caught in this crossfire Hamas is making inside of Gaza is unacceptable and unsustainable.
The United Nations says one quarter of Gaza's 2.3 million people face starvation. Last week, at least 115 Palestinians were killed and more than 750 others were injured when witnesses said Israeli troops opened fire as huge crowds raced to pull goods off an aid convoy. Meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Tuesday that the continuing tension with Iranian-backed Hezbollah at the border with Lebanon was moving the situation nearer to a military escalation. Hezbollah has indicated it will cease fire if Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip stops, describing its campaign as aimed at supporting Palestinians under fire. U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump are poised to have the biggest day of the primary campaign move them to the brink of winning their party's presidential nominations and set up a historic rematch. In an AP interview, Manuel de Oliveira, a registered independent voter in North Carolina, says he votes for both parties, but that today he was voting for President Biden.
The economy is doing well, and he's trying to resolve the immigration problems. And I think he's not so loud like Trump, and he's trying to resolve the Gaza issues.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is expected to dominate the nominating process in the contest for the Republican Party on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Ukraine's top prosecutor on Tuesday welcomed the